All right, we're talking with Michele Alboreto on Team Scandia. Welcome to New Hampshire.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you here. You've had a long and storied career in Formula One and sports cars and now oval track racing. Could you compare the different driving techniques you use in a turbo V8 on an oval as compared to, let's say, the world sports car 12-cylinder Ferrari? The different power delivery.
Well, first of all, it's a monoplace, so the limit of the cars in the oval is much higher than one on a sport car. A sport car is made for long distance racing, so everything is building up to resist even 24 hours, like in Daytona or like in Le Mans.
Right.
This car, in the oval tracks, the car are made to be very quick for a short time, so everything is on the limit,
right.
Suspension, aerodynamics, and everything. So the limit of the monoplaces is much higher. So it's much more difficult also to drive.
It's a big learning curve to get the oval racing down compared.
Exactly.
Do you feel like you're starting all over racing again?
Yeah, exactly. I start again because if you thinking that you came here with everything new already, you make a big disaster. So it's better to be...
Start slow.
Quiet and start like no strange things in the mind and be careful what everything you do.
Right. Do you think that the pressure to win here in the IRL is as intense as it was in Formula One on you personally?
Every race is, even in the club historical racing for veterans car, there is competition. And when there is competition, everybody's come here to win. So the pressure to win is the same.
Right.
Probably here the ambience is much quieter. I mean, Formula One, there is too many
distraction
people, and here I feel much comfortable.
That was my next question. Do you feel that race weekends are more relaxed in the States?
Yeah, I tell you, I feel like my beginning in Formula One. The beginning of my career in Formula One was like this.
Right.
Everybody see each other under the tent with the motorhome and everything. Today, in my last season in Formula One, everybody stay close in the motorhome, just see each other sometimes with the briefing, and then the drivers are never together.
Even amongst the drivers.
The ambience right now is like my beginning in Formula One.
Right, and that's more because Formula One has changed rather than the fact that you grew
there is
up
too
the
much
ladder.
Media, too much sponsors, too much money, too much people involved.
And that equals pressure, too.
Yeah.
But the pressure to win for you probably comes from within.
When you put your helmet on and you go, the pressure to win is the same.
And that was speaking of helmets, you have one of the most recognizable helmets in motorsports, and I understand it's a tribute to someone you admired, Ronnie Peterson.
Yes, was my good friend and was my favorite driver when I was young. So when I decided to start my career, I decided to keep the Swedish color. So that's why.
That's a tribute to him.
Yes.
Last year, Ribeiro's pole speed here was 177.4. Do you think anyone has a chance of topping the Honda's time here this weekend?
Well, I don't know. We're already very close, so we'll see during the qualification. But remember that they have the new model cars. I mean, they have 96 cars. We have 95 cars.
But that was last year, 95 Honda, that he said that was last year.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
So, I mean, but the Honda engine is powerful, so
there you go.
We'll see, but we are already very close, so we'll see tomorrow.
Right. Lastly, you've raced against some of motor racing's finest, and Mantell, Prost, and Senna. Can you tell
now
us...
Now that PK, Reutemann...
Right, unbelievable.
Fittipaldi,
some of the people that
Mario Andretti. Nelson Piquet, I have a lot of good remember. Niki Lauda too. So
yeah, I was just wondering if you could tell us something about what it was like competing against the three-time world champion from Brazil, Ayrton Senna.
Well, the story between me and Ayrton, because we arrived in Formula One more or less at the same moment, we grow up as two young, aggressive drivers, and at the beginning of our career, we have a big fight, very big fight. I remember two or three times when we was very, very close to have a big, big crashes, but we push out each other two or three times in a very bad way. And Mr. Ferrari call us and says both of us, remember that sooner or later you could be teammates, so I want now you shake your hands and stop these things, because it was already for two or three races we push out each other.
And so Enzo played the peacemaker.
Yeah, because he's supposed to have both of us in the team sooner or later. So he was really a good fan of Ayrton. And we shake hands and we became a friend from that moment. Mm-hmm. And after that, everything was much easier. He calmed down, I calmed down, and we have a different career in the end, because when I left Ferrari, unfortunately, I didn't have the chance to have a competitive car anymore. But he makes a fantastic career and was my favorite guy, because he was very clever, very serious. And I don't think that now even Schumacher can... I'm talking about the driving point of view, but as a person, it's difficult to be like Ayrton was.
Very intense individual.
Yeah, and then he takes care about safety. He can put himself on the weight to defend all the drivers. And I don't see that from the driver that is in Formula 1 today. I remember that Ayrton was one of the little guys that defend even the last guy on the field. Because you know that when you are famous in Formula 1, you can do everything you want, but when you pay to drive, they can fire you in 5 minutes. So he says, if this guy doesn't drive, I don't drive too. So that's to try to have the association of the driver in Formula 1 close together. I don't see that after him. After him, everybody thinks about himself. And that's that.
I think a lot of the Tifosi in your home country would have liked to see Senna in a Ferrari at one point, and that never came to pass.
Well, we was very close to have Ayrton in a Ferrari in 87, and then the budget of Ferrari doesn't permitted that. He was close to sign again in the 91 or 92, and then they postponed these things another year. But I'm sure that if he was alive today, he was on the driving of Ferrari.
Yeah. And one more thing, we'd just like to have you tell the radio audience, what type of motorcycle do you ride, Michele Alboreto?
I was glad to see you in a Ducati 850 F1, because it's the same bike that I have, to enjoy the track, but I have also two Harley Davidsons.
But the 750 F1 is...
Right,
that's red, white,
and it's a racing bike, so
yeah.
It's a super bike from 10 years ago, and
exactly.
It's a very famous bike in Italy, but it's a little bit too quick for the road, so for the road I prefer to use my Harley.
Well, to meet you up here on this interview, I used that quickness to make it here on time. Thank you very much, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.